You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father, we honor you this beautiful evening. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for peace. We invite you into our midst tonight. We ask that you have your way. We ask that you do us good. We ask that you heal the sick tonight. We ask that you deliver the oppressed. We ask that you set the captives free. Let the name of Jesus be exalted. We bind the devil and disallow any influence on any home, on any person listening, on any family. We pray that you do everyone good. Lord Jesus, just like the times when you walked on this earth, we ask that you manifest the glory of the Father in every life. Heal somebody tonight. Set someone free tonight. Deliver someone tonight. Liberate an oppressed person. Let no one leave the same way that we came. Let the light of the glorious gospel shine in every life. We thank you because you hear us when we call, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are welcome once again to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. And Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, or from Miracle Wave Church. We are here, headquartered in Kumasi, Chichiwari, just inside Kupi. And you can join us on Sunday mornings, 8:30. We are there on Tuesday evenings as well as Thursday evenings, enjoying all that we can and all that is available to us through Christ Jesus and by his sacrifice. We are also in Koforidua at the Waterworks Junction. Join us on our service days and something good will happen to you. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for giving us his son, and we thank God for the sacrifice that Jesus made to make things well again. Things were better before, but something happened and changed everything. But God stepped in and made things right. I want you to open your Bible with me to John chapter 10. We want to read something that Jesus said. John chapter 10. Let's look at something that Jesus said. In verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. What was Jesus referring to in this scripture? He was referring to the beginning. God gave Adam and his wife everything that they needed in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 15. The Lord God took man, put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The Lord commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. That means that he has given you all things to enjoy. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And you will notice that the scripture says that God had put every beautiful thing in this garden. Look at it in verse 9. And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, okay, was also there. And then the Bible talks about the rivers, the water, life that flowed, four rivers, Pison, Gihon, Hedekel, and Euphrates, all flowing from the Garden of Eden. And there was gold in the river Pison, and there were precious stones, dillium, onyx stone, and all sorts of wonderful things in the Garden of Eden. So man was surrounded with every form of supply, wealth, gold, okay, water. So man was in a good place. Then man had a visitor in Genesis chapter 3, and this visitor was a thief. Jesus said the thief doesn't come unless there is something to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm talking to someone who has been visited by an enemy, a thief. Taking any form, this thief appeared or manifested himself as a harmless snake. You know, there are some snakes which look terrible and scary. When you see them, it's as if they are going to devour you. But this snake at this time didn't look well. All of creation was in a perfect harmony, and there is nothing that looked dangerous or sinister about this snake and its appeals to Eve. But the reason this snake came, Jesus tells us, is that there was something to steal, something to take away, something to destroy. Sometimes people wonder, why is this thing happening to me? Why is it this thing working out for me? Why am I having so much opposition in this aspect of my life or that aspect of my life? The thief only comes when there is something valuable to steal, something to take away, something to lose. Okay? Now, Adam and his wife were surrounded with so much good. In fact, they were the bosses of God's new world, or God's recreated world. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over everything. That's the fish of the sea, that's the water world, and the water and all that are contained in that world. That's the fish of the sea. Then over the fowl, the air, the skies, the heavenlies, over the earth. Okay? Have dominion over the fowl of the air, and have and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. These are the three realms of the earth's existence: the water system, the water kingdom, the skies, and the earth itself. And God puts man in charge of all this. And man had something to lose, and he had a visitor in Genesis chapter 3 who was subtle, who pretended to have man's best interest at heart, but all along he had the intention of stealing what man had, killing and destroying man. And this is still the story today. The only places the devil goes are places where there is something to steal, something to kill, something to destroy. That's why the Bible tells us neither give place to the devil. As a Christian, you don't frolic with sin, with deception, with anything that is satanic or demonic, because the agenda of the enemy is always one: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are Christians who play around with horoscopes. There are Christians who play around with palm reading and reading of this of stars, while scriptures have expressly forbidden these things. You stand much to lose, because you open the doors to a thief who comes to steal what you have, to kill, and to destroy. And the sad thing about all these dealings is how it transcends our time and begins to affect the generations that follow. Adam and his wife disobeyed God. in their own time. But up till now, man suffers for this. Okay? In the same way, Abraham, he came and he chose to obey God, and blessing flowed through him to his descendants, Israel, and blessings have flowed. The Bible said that in you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Blessings have flowed to many lives because of Abraham's obedience. And it's the same with you and I. What we stand to lose by frolicking with devils and demons affects not only us, but the generations that follow us. There are people who have been Christians, but they fall into a difficult place and they seek help from the devil. But always understand that the thief only comes when there's something to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil has no other agenda. Every time the enemy comes, this is his goal. No matter how long it takes, and no matter which form he comes in, his agenda is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Lord has sent me to tell someone that you have some things that are valuable. God has given you valuable things within you. Everyone comes with a blessing. The Bible says, and God blessed them. That is why you don't have any right to kill any child. That is why you don't have any right to abort any child. You see, your part in it is the act. But God has promised to bless. Okay? So that he said, be fruitful and multiply. He's promised to bless fruitfulness, multiplication, wherever it comes from. So long as a child is conceived, God's blessing comes upon that child. There's a blessing that everyone carries. And God knows the child by name, just like he knew Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, where he told him that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I had chosen you to be a prophet to the nation. So once a child is conceived, that child carries a blessing from God. Okay, whether by whichever means this child is conceived, this child carries a blessing from God. This child is known of God, and God has a plan for that child. That's why you have no business aborting an unborn child. Your choice is whether to get pregnant or not. But if the pregnancy has come and you abort that child, you have you have entered another realm of the iniquity, and now you are dealing with destinies, and you have to answer to God for it. Okay? The only one who always wants to kill children is the devil, all the time. When Moses was born, he wanted to kill children. When Jesus was born, he was killing children. The Bible tells us about how those times when Israel backslid and they went into all sorts of idolatry, one of the things that they were doing was they were sacrificing their children to idols. So it's absolutely demonic, and it has a lot of spiritual repercussions. And the devil uses it to steal from you. Sometimes God's blessings are blessings that are tied to the seed. Okay? God told Abraham that in your seed, I'm going to bless you, yes, but your seed, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. The seed that people are busily killing. Okay? You just think that, oh, I want to have pleasure, and move on, and you are killing your seed. I'm not ready for a child now. You are killing the seed. That seed that is supposed to bring blessing to you. You are killing your seed. Then you come back later and you expect to have those same caliber of offspring. I'm sorry. The first child that was going to proceed out of Hannah was going to be a great prophet unto God. So what if Aunt Hannah had decided to be aborting her children? I don't know the names of any of the five children who came after Samuel. they were great, they were wonderful children, but there is the glory of the sun, and there's the glory of the moon, and there's the glory of the stars and the celestial bodies. It's God who determines who will shine brightest. It's God who determines who will have the greatest impact. It's God who determines whose life will leave the greatest footprint. And it's God who determines who will be the greater blessing. Okay? That's why you have no business aborting children. They are carriers of God's blessing. And it's a way that the devil steals, he kills, and he destroys. Watch it. Anytime the devil is at your doorstep, there's something for him to steal from you. Anytime the devil is knocking at your door, maybe in the form of a gentleman who is pestering you for sex and sexual favors, watch it. Watch it. There's something for you to lose. In fact, there's everything for you to lose. No matter how it looks like you're gonna gain, anytime you frolic with Satan and sin, you lose something. Something leaves you. You are stolen from. You may feel like you've gained. Why? He gave you some dollars, or he gave you some money, or he gave you something that you value. But what, an iPhone or a car? You think you gained? Jesus said you've just been visited by a robber, and he's taken away valuable things from you. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I came to draw your attention to this evening by the leading of the Spirit. Someone listening to me who is about to sell his or her birthright on the bed of sin, sell his or her birthright by frolicking with the occult, sell his or her birthright by playing with darkness. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And by entering these pacts with Satan, you involve the generations that follow you, and you enslave them for years to come. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't repeat the mistakes of our ancestors, Adam and his wife, or even our ancestors in the recent past, who have also been engaged in all sorts of idolatry and all of those things, which have resulted in various luggages that people carry today. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have news for that person who has already met the thief, and you've been stolen from. And as you are listening to me, you are wishing you have heard this, you have heard a message like this 5 years ago, or 2 years ago, or probably just last week. You may not have made some mistakes. You may not have messed up in one way or the other. I have good news for you. Things are better, looking better for you than they did for Eve and Adam. After their sin, only one pronouncement was made, and that was a pronouncement of judgment. And then God told them that in the future, there's going to come a time when the seed of the woman will destroy the serpent, and the serpent will bruise his heel. But that was far into the future. In the short term, or just facing them, there wasn't any hope. They left God's presence judged. They were sacked from the place of goodness and abundance. From a place of no sweat, they entered a place where they had to struggle and labor before they would eat. But Jesus said something in the scripture that we read. He said that he has come. Before this time, there was a promise that he would come. He will come. The seed will be born. Seed of the woman will bruise. But he said, I am come. That's the good news tonight. Jesus has come. Savior has come. Messiah has come. And though your sins be as scarlet, he can make you as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. Jesus can forgive you. And Jesus can cleanse you. Jesus can reclaim the things that you have lost to the enemy. That's why he said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The abundant life is what was offered us, or what is offered us in Eden. And Jesus is saying that when he comes, when we allow him in, he gives us that life and he causes it to abound. I didn't come to condemn you tonight. If you have not yet sold your birthright, please don't. There is no altar that is worth God's best destiny plan for you. But if you've made mistakes, there is a way back in Jesus. And Jesus can help you fix it again. And Jesus can make it right again. You may have fallen into various forms of sicknesses, diseases, because of some of your choices. There are some sicknesses that are based on lifestyle choices. Alcohol, smoking, very high on the list. Smoking is implicated in almost every form of cancer. And these things, and even on the cigarette pack, they have drawn pathological specimen from dead bodies of people whose lungs have been destroyed by smoking. When people buy it and turn away the part where that is showing that there's lung cancer, etc., etc., and they smoke on. Maybe you do that because you can't stop. But Jesus has power to liberate you from the power of any addiction that is messing your life up. And he has power to heal any sickness that has resulted from your choices. You may have HIV because of choices you've made. But the Bible says that he heals all our diseases. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. I don't have time tonight. I would have shown you how Jesus visited every branch of medicine and he healed there, right down to pathology that deals with the dead. Jesus resurrected the dead. 4 days dead Lazarus came back to life. No matter what is gone wrong in your life, Jesus can bring you hope again. Jesus can bring you help tonight. And Jesus can make things new. That's why the Bible said that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. If you've gotten involved with the occult, you want to be free, you need to be free, you have to give me a call, tell us about it. You may be practicing witchcraft. You can't just, pray in your house. Like we're going to pray the sinner's prayer now. And you pray the sinner's prayer, but it won't really free you from witchcraft. That thing has to be cast out. And you must want to be free. It's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy you. All they tell you are lies. The thief only comes when there is something to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you have to reach out to us. You can send us a WhatsApp, a note, a message, or a voice note, 0249-471-769. Only to pray with you, find ways to help you, bring you out of that place of darkness. And Jesus will restore and bring things back to new, back to Eden. make you to smile again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just bow your head with me. Thank you, Jesus. Kala Busta Hadiosa. We bless your name. We bless your name. Feel God's presence so mighty here. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me and wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. You came into this world and died for me. You rose for me, and today you live forever. I choose you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. There's someone listening to me right now. You have a very terrible headache as we are speaking right now, but the power of the Holy Ghost has set you free. You've frolicked with occults before, and as I'm speaking to you, the spirits are very restless. They are the ones that are causing that thing. Call me when we are done. Jesus Christ will make you whole. Be free right now. Very terrible eye pain is accompanying these headaches, but Jesus Christ is making you free. There's someone listening to me right now. You have terrible back pain. It's in the middle and the lower portions of your back. As we are speaking now, begin to move that place. Begin to move left and right, sideways, forth and forward, backwards. Jesus Christ is making you whole now. Asthma has just left somebody. Be loosed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. As someone who has had curses pronounced over you, and you're also afraid because when you entered the cult or whatever it is, they told you that this will happen to you, this will happen to you. They cursed you. They said if you leave, these curses will be activated. They signed things in blood and all of that, and you are very afraid. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I am telling you that if you turn to Jesus, there is enough power in heaven to keep you from the power of those curses. Just reach out to us. We'll pray for you. Lord, I pray for your healing power to visit every home, every life, every family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every school, every student who is listening to me, I pray for clarity of mind. Let every clouding of your mind leave you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are to occult, and it has left you with a clouded mind. Be free now. There are so many people that I need to pray for, but my time is up. I pray, Lord, that you visit your people and be merciful and show us your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. This is a special service tonight, and I believe that God has touched your life. Reach out to us, 0249-471-769. We love you. I was here tonight with my wife, Dr. Helen. We pray for you, and we believe in God's best for you. We'll be with you again next week. God bless you. Miracle Wave broadcasters, Dr. Augustus is signing out.
Miracle Wave broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471-769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.